The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Farm Joke Day. Tony, you got one for us?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Who is the cow's favorite football player? Cam Newton. What do you think? Do you like that joke?
You come up with that yourself? All by yourself, that one, Cam Newton?
I got a team of writers. It's not just me.
Oh, okay.
When you bang it out of the park like that, you got a team of writers working with you.
I hear you.
Cam Newton.
Yeah, raises
welcome
for
to
all
PTI,
of
them. Boys and girls. In today's episode, the Jets move to Joe Flacco. Michigan stays ahead of Michigan State, and Giannis floats the idea of leaving Milwaukee. But we begin today with one of the few predictions I've gotten right lately. The Warriors blasted the Nets last night, and Steph Curry outplayed Kevin Durant. Curry had 9 threes and 37 points in 29 minutes. Boom. Steve Nash said after the game, quote, "I just don't think we're in that category yet," unquote. Wilbon, is Nash right?
Yeah, Tony. And by the way, kudos to you. I thought I was going to call you. And then I said, hey, he's sleeping. He's not going to get into the third quarter. You got into the third quarter.
I got halfway through the third quarter. I watched.
Very impressed.
I did.
But mostly impressed with your call because you said Golden State and Steph Curry. And he was great, Tony. He's been great. He's been great almost every night. He's been fabulous. The fact that the Nets weren't is, look, it's not often I'm going to say a regular season basketball result shocks me. That shocked me last night, that the Nets were thoroughly outplayed in that way. They've won like 8 of the last 10. It's not like the Nets are in some slump or they're in some hangdog situation, but they've been blowed out by the Bulls and the Warriors. At least the Bulls game was in Chicago. This was in Brooklyn. They're not in that category yet. But Tony, to me, the calm that we heard from Durant and James Harden afterward is appropriate. And they said, yes, we are building towards something. We need to get there, not now, but at some point. And it just seemed reasonable. But no, right now, nobody's in Golden State's category. Golden State, it's like it's a flashback to 2016 right now.
So I'm going to bask in my own glow for a while. I'm going to smell myself for a little bit because Curry was everything I thought he would be. And Durant was not. If I have these numbers correct, Durant was 6-19. Okay? And in the third quarter, he was 0-8. So say goodbye to that 59% shooting percentage from the field. At one point, and I didn't stay up for this, I stayed up for a lot of the game, but at one point, the Brooklyn fans were shouting MVP for Curry.
MVP!
For Curry, not one of their
unbelievable.
Own.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Now, is Nash right? And the answer for me is yes and no. Both of these teams are going to change the categories they are in at some point this season. We know that Klay Thompson is coming back probably next month, maybe Christmas Day. And Klay Thompson is going to make that team a much better team than you've seen to this point. Kyrie Irving could come back any day he wants. All he's got to do is get vaccinated or wait for New York City to change its vaccination protocol. The problem there, and that will make the Nets better, the problem there is do you reach that threshold where Kevin Durant and James Harden are so disgusted that they can't work together in the way that they want to work together. And I think that's a potential problem. But, Mike, this could have been a one-off. I mean, the Warriors were perfect even to Wiggins' three-pointer at the end of the first half.
Tony, two kick observations.
Draymond Green's defense on Durant. You don't know how often you're going to see that.
That's right. You start thinking about how many times can you get it in 7 games. That's what the thought is. Tony, two quick thoughts. Andrew Wiggins, when he's your 4th or 5th best guy, come on, that's part of what makes Golden State great. It's Steph, but there's other stuff. Andrew Wiggins, I shouldn't say 4th or 5th best. When he's your 3rd or 4th best guy, that's just a lot. And the other thing is, Tony, I got the feeling for the first time last night, and this may be over the top, because I want to see Klay Thompson. I really want to see Klay Thompson play this season, soon. They look like they might be the best team even before he comes back. like the best team in the league. They could be the best team even without him. They're going to get him, and I hope he's healthy and he can stay in there the whole season when he comes back. But wow, that's a wow last night.
So I'm just going to say this. They look, the Golden State Warriors, like they're playing happy. The Nets never look like they're happy. They never look like they're happy. Yeah. It's always an ordeal for them. So
yeah, it is right now. It certainly looks that way, Tom. Most people moving to pro football thought the Jets were picking between Mike White and Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback. Well, today they picked Joe Flacco to start against the Dolphins on Sunday. Head coach Robert Saleh says Flacco's calm and experience will benefit the team against the Dolphins defense that loves to blitz. Tony, how should Joe Flacco feel about this promotion?
Yeah, well, this is the I think, is the correct answer. He should feel anxious and he should feel nervous because he could get killed. He wasn't mobile when he was young, and now he's an old, stationary, slow target. He's thrown only three passes all year, just three passes. Now, you say that because you paint the Jets in the most negative light possible. But, and there's always a but, let's not go crazy here about the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
Let's make them something which they're not, which is good, because they aren't any good. They're 3-7. Their ratings in offense and defense are bad. And Joe Flacco, by the way, those three passes, they were all completed and one was for a touchdown. He's been in the league like 15 years. You can blitz every single down if you want. This is not going to actually shake him up. Let's not make the Miami Dolphins into the Lombardi Packers, is my position.
That's right. I totally agree with you on this. I will say this about Flacco, though, Tone. First, he is feet of granite. He ain't going nowhere. So
that's right.
We
that's
expect
right.
him to understand what he's seeing. He'll be able to process it if there's enough time with the help from his offensive line and a back chipping here and a tight end staying out of a pattern there. Then Flacco might, you know, be able to have enough time to go through progressions and beat those blitzes and find a hot receiver. However, he can't move. And so the Dolphins,
move.
I mean, he can't move at all, Tony. So I'm not going to say I'm anxious to watch Miami and the Jets, because I'm going to watch a lot of stuff on Sunday, and that ain't going to be one of the things I even check in on.
That's right.
But he could be a pinata. Tony, they could just tee off on him because he can't move.
Well, you know, I don't think the game is going to come down to the Jets' offense. I think it comes down to the Jets' defense. Because Miami can't score. They're 28th out of 32 in scoring. They score 17 points a game. But the Jets' defense stinks. The last four games, 54, 31, 45, 45. So if Miami hangs 30 or 35 on them, that's the story, not Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco has won a Super Bowl. You let me know when Mike White wins a Super Bowl. You let me know, and we move on. The new college football playoff rankings came out last night. Top seven was the same, which means Michigan is still ahead of Michigan State. The chairman of the committee, Gary Barta, a Big Ten guy, Mike, said, quote, set aside watching the games, although that's certainly a part of it, but statistically, just about every category offensively and defensively, Michigan comes out on top over Michigan State, unquote. Wilbon, is Barta right that Michigan's rating should matter more than the game?
It's so stupid to say that from a smart guy, okay? And I was going to rant and rave when I first heard about this story. I was nuts because, you know, this is what numbers do to me. Numbers anger me more than just about anything. And I mean the kidnapping of sports, right, by people who can only deal with the numbers. I hate them. I do. And I hate what they've done to sports and how they've just hijacked it. And so, because I know that while you pick up your yellow pad, you don't need your yellow pad to look at numbers, because we can sit here and do this whole show and talk about impressions. We could talk about...
That's right.
We could have hot takes if we wanted to have them. We can actually analyze sports without just kowtowing to the numbers. And so for him to say that and to think that that committee is given over to that, it disgusts me in a way that I just want to move on to the next story. I know we got 40 seconds. I hate hearing of this because this is what happens. That's how people wind up being as dumb as they are even when they're smart people.
So I think what Barta said was perfect. I think it was convenient. I think it was rational. I think it was even second level. I love what he said, and he's wrong. Like, the reason Ohio State is behind Oregon is because Oregon beat them. Okay, the reason that NC State is behind Wake Forest because Wake beat them. The reason that Oklahoma is behind Baylor, even though Baylor has two losses, Oklahoma has one, is because Oklahoma beat them. Okay. So Michigan State should be ahead. The point I want to make, Mike, is that Baylor, yes, Baylor beat Oklahoma. The point I want to make is that this could all be moot by Saturday night. Michigan State plays Ohio State, right? If Michigan State loses, they drop. And if Michigan State wins,
they
go ahead of Michigan. They go ahead of Michigan because Michigan's not going to make up any ground by beating Maryland because last week Michigan State beat Maryland and they didn't jump.
But why does it have to go? Why do smart people have to say such dumb things? And why are they, Tony, here's what's more important to me. Why are they so intellectually lazy that they can't analyze sports and look at what is happening without saying things like, statistically,
they vote every week. They have more information every week. Cincinnati climbs because Notre Dame keeps winning. It's caliber of win. But there's no way that Michigan State should not be ahead of Michigan. Not now. Let's take a break. But coming up, why is Giannis floating the idea of leaving Milwaukee?
And how should the Islanders feel about the end of their 13-game road trip to open the season and been home?
They should,
home sweet home.
They should feel tired. 13 games, it's a lot of laundry. That's a lot of laundry.
They're on G6s. They're not doing their own laundry. This ain't camp. What are you talking about?
Pardon the interruption is presented by Bullet Bourbon. Enjoy responsibly.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
You are watching Pardon the Interruption, presented by Bullet Bourbon, part of Happy Hour.
Wilbon and I have both written millions of words in our careers, so we know what we're doing and what's the word. What's first?
Giannis's comments to GQ should make Bucks fans blank.
Appreciative. Giannis told GQ that his next challenge might be somewhere else. So he's putting Milwaukee on notice at this point that at the end of his contract, he may leave. This is what Kareem did. Kareem won a title in Milwaukee, and then he went to Los Angeles where he had gone to college. History could repeat itself here. That was the only title Milwaukee had for 50 years until Giannis won a title. And let me stress this sentence. He won a title. He won a title. If he's going to be here through 2025, treasure the title and savor the next 4 years. Don't begrudge him for leaving. You think anybody in Cleveland begrudges LeBron James for going to the Lakers after he won a title?
Well,
operative sentence. He won a title. Okay? That's all I want to say.
Tony, I'm sort of with you. I'm sort of with you. My word is cherish. Cherish what you got. And by the way, if Giannis finishes the contract he's under in Milwaukee, he will have been with the Bucks for 12 seasons. You know how many seasons Michael Jordan played in Chicago? 13. You want to know how many Larry Bird played in Boston? 13. You want to know how many Magic Johnson played in L.A.? 13. So he'll be right there with a dozen seasons in Milwaukee. It's not indentured servitude. You don't get him for forever. Appreciate what you got. I think they'll pull themselves together and make a decent run at defending the championship this year. But enjoy this. Yeah. It pulsates in downtown Milwaukee now when they play at night in that arena in Pfizer. It's fun to be there. I love being there.
He won a
Cherish.
Title. He
That's
won
right.
a title. Next.
The Islanders should feel blank about their season-opening 13-game road trip.
They should feel sanguine. I'm going to define sanguine for you, feeling optimistic or positive, especially in an apparently bad or difficult situation. The Islanders are going into a new arena. It's in Elmont on the south shore of Long Island, right over the Nassau County line. It wasn't built. It wasn't ready for the first day, so they agreed to go out for as long as it took to get into the new arena. So that was 13 games. They got crushed. They lost last night 6-1 to Florida. Their record at the moment is 5-6-2. They're in last place. And they were a team that was in the conference finals the last 2 years. But they're going to play 25 of their next 32 games at home. So they are feeling good and optimistic coming out of a bad situation. Sanguine.
25 of the next 36 at home, Tony, and I'm wondering if you could have ridden your bike as a young Anthony Kornheiser. Could you have ridden your bike from your parents' home to this new arena?
From Lynbrook to Elmont. Yes, from Lynbrook to Elmont. It would have taken
Very
an
impressive.
Hour or so, but yes.
Yeah. Oh, hour. Hour's a long time on a bike. But the Islanders should feel aight. They should feel aight about the 13-game road trip. Tony, you mentioned their record. That doesn't disqualify you from anything in the NHL. They're fine. With all those home games coming up and they'll get more comfortable, it will feel like home. I mean, it's entirely not just possible, but probable they'll go on a kind of run that will put them in the thick of the playoff chase. And that's all we're talking about here. So
That's right. The arena, by the way, is right next to Belmont Racetrack. It's right on the Queens Nassau line, but it's in Nassau, where I grew up. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, a top five college basketball team goes down.
And the Cy Youngs are going to be announced within minutes. Who should win them? I know who
I want Scherzer.
Of course.
But I don't think he's going to win it. I think Burns is going to win it, but I would vote for Scherzer.
Okay. All right.
No, that's what I think.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Bullet Bourbon. Enjoy responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 70th birthday, Butch Davis. Davis joined a long list of college football coaches being tossed out the door when Florida International University informed him his contract won't be renewed next year. Davis had a winning record in his first two seasons at FIU, even beating Miami. But he was 1-9 this year and 1-14 in his last 15. At one point, Davis coached the U himself after winning a Super Bowl in Dallas as defensive coordinator. Davis was 51-20 at Miami. Then it began to go downhill. He left Miami for the Cleveland Browns, where he was 24-35 and fired. He landed at North Carolina, but was sent packing after 4 years when an academic scandal surfaced. Last month, FIU posted an opening for football coach. And Davis called this season a nightmare and said the program was being sabotaged. Davis joins coaches at USC, LSU, Virginia Tech, Texas Tech, TCU, Washington, and Washington State, who have either been fired or told they can't come back. But happy birthday, Butch.
Yeah, Tony, I'm not going to make the case that Butch Davis is Vince Lombardi, but FIU seems kind of cheesy. Are we talking about a program that took some hand-me-down equipment from, like, Mississippi State or something? Yeah. You know, really. If you're not going to commit that much, don't tell me you got to get a new coach. You got to get a new everything, apparently, including a philosophy from the top.
Happy anniversary, George Bell. On this day 34 years ago, the Toronto outfielder, who had 47 home runs and drove in 134, won the American League MVP award. Andre Dawson won in the National League, and that was the last time that both MVPs came from teams that did not make the playoffs, until this year. When the MVPs are named tomorrow, neither will come from a playoff team. The finalists in the American League are Shohei Ohtani of the Angels and Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Marcus Semien of the Blue Jays. The finalists in the National League are Bryce Harper of the Phillies, Juan Soto of the Nationals, and Fernando Tatis Jr. of the Padres. It is uncommon when an MVP is not on a playoff team. Since 1995, only three MVPs in the American League have not made the playoffs. Mike Trout did it twice. Seven National League MVPs have not made the playoffs since 1995. Most recently, Giancarlo Stanton of the Marlins in 2017.
Tony, at least George Bell's monster season came during a year in which his Blue Jays won 96 games. They finished two games behind Detroit, but they won 96. Andre Dawson, I remember that. The Cubs were a last place team. He
last
had
place.
a fabulous year, but the Cubs were bad. You know, not exactly breaking news. But that Toronto team, man, they were loaded. It's kind of disappointing to look back. That's why there are more wild card teams now. That's why more teams get to playoffs.
That's right. Playoffs have expanded, so you should be able to pick a team from a guy from a playoff team. Happy trails to Michigan's unblemished record. The number four Wolverines squandered an 11-point lead and were beaten last night at home by Seton Hall, 67-65. Seton Hall scored its last 5 points on free throws, and Michigan missed a crucial one with 0.8 seconds left. Seton Hall coach Kevin Willard said, quote, "I expected us to win this game. I feel like we can play against anybody in the country any night," unquote. Two footnotes. One, Michigan coach Juwan Howard got a 5-year extension before the game. And two, this sort of kind of exacts a little revenge for what happened in the 1989 NCAA championship game between Seton Hall and Michigan. Seton Hall was up one very late when Michigan's Ramil Robinson was fouled, dribbling the ball around the foul line. Robinson made both shots for the title. On a personal note, I was at that game. I thought it was a cheap foul call. It did.
Yeah, I don't remember much about the foul call, Tony. I thought the big story here for Michigan last night was signing Juwan Howard to that extension. Southside's own Juwan Howard. And that other game in 1989, out in the King Dome, wasn't it? I was torn there because P.J. Carlissimo, you know, who I love, and who helped, you know, shepherd me along as a young pup reporter. I always root for P.J., always. But good for Juwan. Congrats
to him. You should. He's worth it. Let's go to the big finish quickly. The Cy Young Awards are announced tonight. Who should win?
Robbie Ray, and I agree with you on Max Scherzer. I'm not going Burns, Max Scherzer. The Chargers put Joey Bosa, Jerry Tillery on the reserve COVID list. That's significant, isn't it?
They got 8 sacks between them. Yes, that is significant. Yeah. Bosa is a beast. Zion has been cleared to participate in one-on-one drills. Is that a big deal?
Anything that moves Zion closer to playing again and being healthier, that would suggest that it would be a great thing. The U.S. men and Jamaica tied 1-1 in last night's World Cup qualifier. Break it down, Tom.
I'm not Mr. Soccer. It feels like a letdown game after beating Mexico, don't you think? That's what it feels like. Last one, will the Rockets break their 12-game losing streak in Oklahoma City tonight?
Rockets are the worst team in the league by design. Oklahoma City's competitive. So I'm going to say no, the losing streak continues.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Aren't you working Countdown tonight? You got to plug yourself. And by the way, my dog, Jessie, got groomed today. She looks great.
She does. Yeah.